Hey there, my name is Chris Rivers. I want to thank you for joining us today. And if this is your first time with us, welcome to the Equip Podcast. In each episode, we share discipleship practices to help advance the growth and success of the local church. And in this episode, I speak with Turner Vaughn, who serves as Grace Church's Powdersville campus pastor. Turner and I recently created and launched a men's roundtable training to compel men to facilitate MRT studies and create discipleship opportunities in the lives of the men they lead. In choosing to take on this role, men have the benefit of working alongside other men, taking on a responsibility role, and experiencing the benefits of life-on-life discipleship. We discuss five questions that the training provides and how it helps MRT leaders serve the four types of men in our church. Check out the resources in this training in the show notes. Okay, let's jump in and hear our interview. Turner, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, glad to be with you back in this room talking about Men's Roundtable, a passion that I have and a passion that you have.
Definitely.
Tell us a little about what Men's Roundtable is for those listeners who have no clue what Men's Roundtable is. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'd say Men's Roundtable is primarily two things, and those are assimilation and discipleship. And so I think if you think about assimilation, right, trying to get people coming into the life of your church, right? Men that are on the outside who maybe on the fringe, they visit sporadically, whatever it is, and you're trying to pull them in. Mm-hmm. Men's Roundtable can be a way to do that.
Yep.
Along with that is the discipleship component, because what we're doing is we're giving men language just to wrestle through how have they been created in the image of God? How can they wrestle through different wounds and things from their past, and really just develop a language of what it means to become a biblical man.
Yeah.
And as you're doing that, you're also able to pull them in. And so it really serves those two purposes. And that's why here at Grace, we use it in that way. We use it as an assimilation tool for newer guys. And one of our desires is for really within that first year of a man coming to our church that he at some point is going to go through that study in that first year just to help him, because that language will permeate in other environments too. And that's where I think it's helpful as you use Men's Roundtable or utilize those resources for you to have a common language with your men to be able to speak in ways that are compelling and give them direction and kind of a place to move towards as you're discipling them.
Yeah, so we would say Men's Roundtable is the ship. It's the vehicle.
Sure.
But we have different studies that are within Men's Roundtable. So Authentic Manhood is our flagship study.
Sure.
And that's what you're saying. We want men who are new to our church to go through Authentic Manhood within the first year. So just to catch our listeners up, Authentic Manhood is an 8-week study, and it focuses on what the what an authentic man is. So we believe that men are created and have a creator, that they have a God-given responsibility to be responsible for the people and the situations that God brings into their life, and that we would move towards people in situations that we would depend on God, who is our creator. And that was our initial design before the fall. After the fall, we no longer live as created beings. We want to be independent. And we want to be our own created being ourselves. We want to be autonomous. We want to do the thing that we want to do. And so that leads to passivity and self-reliance, which we learn about in Authentic Manhood. So Authentic Manhood is helping us recognize who Jesus is, what he has done for us, and what it means to be an authentic man, someone who is responsible, who moves towards and depends on. So as we have been using this, you've been through this study, what have been some of the benefits that you have learned, or even in talking to someone that you've seen over the years that started in Authentic Manhood?
Sure.
Like, how has that benefited you? How has that benefited others? Why has this been a good resource for us to assimilate and get men involved in what we're doing?
Yeah, I think, like we said, language is one thing. But even giving them a roadmap, some stops to go along the way. And that's where some of our other studies can be helpful, right? A Man and His Wife, Sons and Daughters, Quest for Purity, all those different types of things.
Yeah, we got tons
exactly,
of them.
Exactly. That hit different areas that are really important to a man and his discipleship and his life. But what's been helpful for me and a lot of the men that I've seen is just that language, roadmap, conversations that are helpful, and even kind of ways to help gauge and kind of understand areas that we need to grow in.
Yeah.
Like even just having a category for what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And for us to even be able to understand our unique brokenness in that too. And that's where in authentic manhood, you get into the wounds, yeah. right? You passivity is a thing, right? And we see that in Genesis where Adam chose not to engage in places where he should have engaged. And so, but how does that manifest itself out in your life,
yeah.
you know? And that's where digging into father wound from the past, right? A mother wound, and even just the general brokenness mm-hmm. of mankind and how we're trying to work through that as men, and just learn how to lead and care for those that we've been entrusted with, whether that be our work and jobs, if we're single, or our wives and our families, if we're married. And so I think language, roadmap, all that's part of it. And so to use your language, MRT can be a vehicle along that roadmap. And there's going to be tons of other things
right,
in the life of your church that will be instrumental in that. And this is just a piece in that puzzle. And really what's helpful in the model of Men's Roundtable is that you have a driver who's helping kind of get that process started.
That's right.
And maybe that's an MRT leader. Maybe that's someone that you need to recruit to be that guy who kind of initiates the process, uses his relational capital and influence to bring people in.
Yep.
And then he's helping get them in the vehicle, right? And go on this kind of roadmap, and really then to do the same thing, to become drivers themselves, to then initiate, and kind of the whole idea of leadership replication can happen over time. And then you give it, you know, a couple years, 3-5 years, whatever, and that you're kind of getting this into your churches, and you can then see, okay, here's a way for us to see how men have been trained, discipled, and then they are now replicating. And and hopefully the positive impact, we believe the positive impact and life change that there would be not only in those men, mm-hmm. but that it would trickle down to their workplaces, their families, and that the benefits would be far reaching for us to be able to develop and disciple our men.
Yeah. So another thing that I've realized that Men's Roundtable has been really helpful for is leadership pipeline. I think as we look at developing leaders, helping men be disciple makers. I mean, there's lots of things happening. So when you come through an authentic manhood, let's say your first time you start coming to our church, you go through authentic manhood, you know, you might be the kind of guy on our church who is distant. Maybe you don't know Christ, you haven't heard the gospel. So really Men's Roundtable is really helpful to help someone look like what it looks like to surrender and repent to the gospel. So, you know, but then there are also men who are disconnected in our church who maybe they just need to move towards authentic manhood. They need to move towards community. And so authentic manhood becomes this vehicle for them to just get in, plugged into biblical community. It's short term. It's a chance to learn language. But there's other types of men who are maybe in our church who are disciple makers. Maybe they're growing in their disciple making. And so Men's Roundtable is helpful for them because it gives them a chance to deepen manhood in the gospel or to help move other men towards manhood in the gospel. And I think that's where this idea of a leadership pipeline has been helpful for us as a church, because a man can come through authentic manhood, learn some language, you know, really recognize his brokenness, get clear on who he is as a man, go through another study.
Sure.
Maybe they've gone through our discovery or a foundations class. Well, at that point, there's an opportunity for them to now lead Men's Roundtable. It's a chance for them to get some short term. We would call them reps in leading, you know, facilitating. And so we started to see a need that our Men's Roundtable teams, the men who are leading this at our campus, who mostly are volunteers, we needed a tool for them to be able to help train their leaders.
Yeah.
Train new facilitators. And that's what we worked on not long ago and actually just launched this. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about what we put together and what that looks like for us?
Yeah, I think it was really simply a tool for you to take a guy who's not ready to lead, but might have the raw capabilities or kind of some things that you've identified, some possibilities of leading, and for you to just take him through this and help equip him to be able to walk into his first MRT study. So especially if you're a church that's just now starting these things up, like you're going to have to do that. You're not going to have people that have already been through it or people that have done the curriculum before. Yeah. And so being able to bring a few guys in, go through that with them, and then all of a sudden now you have, you know, five or six guys who are ready to then start those groups. And then you're on your way, right? You've started that roadmap where you're like, okay, here's our first set of groups we're hoping to disciple however many men you can fit into those, whatever the numbers are, whether it's one group, 10 groups, however that works, to walk them through that training so that they feel equipped to be able to walk in, you know, morning one or night one, however you end up doing it, and be prepared to lead and engage and facilitate.
That's right. Yeah, so the goal of this MRT training, as we mentioned in the show notes, I mean, and really, okay, the goal, all right, let me stop here for a minute here. Okay, so I think what I want to do now is I want to maybe we discuss the five questions. So I gave a sheet right over there on the counter. So let me just talk about what this is, the summary of these trainings for leaders, and then to potential MRT facilitators, like what this is. And then maybe we could just, could I just say, hey, could you just tell us the five questions that each episode addresses? And then maybe just one point. We don't have to go too deep into it. But
of each of them?
Yeah. So I'll share kind of the summary of the trainings, where they can access it in the show notes, and then I'll just lean to you and say, hey, Turner, could you share the question that we're addressing in each episode? And then, like, episode one is, what is MRT and the role of an MRT facilitator? Just tell us a little bullet point on what we're helping them do. And then I can just kind of banter back and forth. But it doesn't have to be long. You could keep 30 seconds for each one if you wanted. Is that cool?
No, that's great. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then this is back at 1540. All right, great. Yeah. So the summary of these trainings, really the goal of this series is to help onboard new leaders using the MRT facilitator audio track and the facilitator handbook. So in the show notes, you can see a copy of the handbook that we've created. And then we basically, you and I, we recorded five episodes, put it on a separate podcast platform, and we're really calling it an audio track. It's not really a podcast,
sure,
but we found that men gravitate to podcasts, so we figure we could train them there. So basically what we've been doing is we've been inviting men to spend several weeks discovering what it looks like to lead MRT. So with a group of potential facilitators, we're handing out the facilitator handbook and we're asking men to read, listen to the material, and then we follow up to hear their progress.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're doing for leads. For potential MRT facilitators, we're asking them, of course, to do what we just said, but we're just prepping them to get ready. So like at Powdersville, at our campus, we have a list for a whole year of all the studies that we plan to launch.
Right.
So for many men, we're going to them, especially men that are disciple makers or already growing in their discipleship. We're asking them to look at that schedule to say, hey, who do you know that could help us lead a study?
Sure.
Or are you in a spot where you'd want to do that? And we'd love for you to put we'd love to give the handbook and the audio tracks to you to listen to so you could be prepared when you say yes to that date. So that's kind of how we've been using the tool. You could do this as well at your church with other resources. But let's just talk briefly about the five episodes, like what we're talking about in each one. Turner, could you just share the questions that we're trying to answer and maybe a bullet point from each?
Sure. Yeah. So episode one, simply, what is MRT and the role of an MRT facilitator?
Yep.
And one of the points there is you're not a teacher.
That's right.
You don't have to reteach the content within the context of your group. You're really trying to facilitate questions and have good discussion.
That helps create
movement. And then in episode two, how do I prepare to lead a successful MRT study? It's simply that. What is the work I need to do beforehand? How can I help prepare for the material?
Yep.
What questions to ask? When? Thinking about my group. Who needs to maybe pray before? All those things.
That's right.
To where you're kind of just being strategic about how I'm engaging in preparation for the group that week.
That's right.
Then number three is really just furthering that idea and what does it look like to be a great MRT facilitator. So that episode is really just ideas and thoughts about how do you take it from just getting the job done to actually doing well.
That's
and
right.
That starts to include things like pulling other guys in to answer certain questions, follow up before and after the sessions, you know, really being aware of the actual men that you have in that group and how you are leading them specifically, not just generally. And then episode 4, how do I encourage ownership and replicate discipleship in members of my group? And so again, this gets back to our roadmap, where the goal is really for us to be able to do that. Like, we don't want the same men always leading the same MRT groups, right? We want them to then use their sphere of influence and their sphere of responsibility to pull in more guys. And so that episode's about that. How do I encourage that? How do I, you know, offload some of my responsibilities as a facilitator in order to bring in guys and give them some responsibility? And then the last one, episode 5, is how do I troubleshoot and handle common problems that arise in an MRT study? I mean, anybody that's done ministry for any period of time, you know that there's challenges and difficulties that arise when you have a group of sinners in a room trying to talk about something.
That's right.
And so that's what that is. It's like, how do you stop from derailing, you know, a meeting? How do you deal with difficult personalities, people that seem to have an agenda or an axe to grind? So we kind of walk through some of those most common things that I think are helpful.
Yeah.
But all in all, it's 5 episodes that we think are going to at least help you get close to be able to lead well. And there's still work for you to do, obviously, in the homework and kind of working through that and reading through the material, even listening to the talks beforehand, those type of things. But this tool will definitely get you started and get you on your way there.
That's good. Yeah, and I would share an example to how this is being used. So I'll mention Chad Rowland, because he's just a solid leader. He's an intentional disciple maker. That's what he is. And he's driving MRT at our Travelers Rest campus. And we actually just met 2 mornings ago. He invited some leaders. They're kind of relaunching Men's Roundtable. He's just stepping into this new role. And we had a meeting to talk about the mission of Men's Roundtable, the mission of our church, that we are called to make mature followers of Jesus Christ, and really just painted the picture of what do we want this year to look like.
Sure.
And so the guys that were in the room, he challenged them to take on different roles, from, you know, helping lead Men's Roundtable. And then as a final, he said, let's go through this training. Let's work through this training to figure out, like, how do we lead well? What does that look like? And let's prepare as we launch studies in January, because that's the plan. It's October 7th. We're recording today. And his hope is that they can launch some studies in January. So they're trying to get their guys ready between now and then. Mm-hmm. And this tool is a way that he's going to do that. So, you got to have a driver. You got to have somebody that's leading that at your campus, at our campus. That's how we look at it. And you know, the vehicle, of course, is Men's Roundtable. But the process, this is a duplicatable, this is a reproducible process that any guy could put in play that could help create some discipleship momentum and get guys acclimated. So that's an example of how we're using it. So for us, you know, check out the show notes for the resources that we shared. If we could help you launch Men's Roundtable, or if there's something that you're doing that you need help with in creating a training that could help get the preparation going so your people feel ready and acclimated, we'd love to help you with that too.
Yeah.
So any other thoughts you would add as we drop the plane here?
Yeah, the only thing I would say is, so it might be that in order to get all this started, that you as a paid staff person, pastor, might need to be the driver.
Yeah.
But I would say that's not the long-term solution. Yeah,
that's
I think for you to equip and identify men who can be that at your at your church, even if they're a volunteer.
That's
like,
right.
Like you said, most of our drivers on our campus, right, are, we would call them MRT leads, are volunteers. They're not paid staff members. And so that just creates a different level of ownership.
That's right.
With your people, that they're not being led by the guy who's paid to lead them.
That's right.
Right? They're being led by men who believe in what you're doing and why you're doing it.
That's right. And if you listen to our last episode or a recent episode, we talked about in our ministry philosophy that we that we want to motivate and equip our people to do the work of ministry. That's right. What we feel is our job as staff.
Ephesians 4.
Yeah. That's right. And so you could go check that episode back and listen to it. So that's great, man. Well, thanks, Turner, for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out the show notes for the full list of resources we mentioned today. And if you're new to Grace Church Equip, head on over to gracechurchsc.org/equip. You can access coaching opportunities, additional resources on our Equip Hub, and upcoming Equip events. Have a question or want to speak to someone on our team? Email me at crivers@gracechurchsc.org and we'll get you connected. All right. We'll see you next time on the Equip Podcast.